Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to What in the K-Pop. I'm Yvette, and we are here with a story time. I know I said we.
I'm back!
Because she's back! She's
the bitch is back.
Yes, the bitch is back.
The bitch is back. You thought you can get rid of me.
We're trying to get rid of you, I promise. It was the furthest thing from my mind. It was even on my mind. Mm. If anything, I missed you dearly.
All right. I bet everybody did, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know how much I missed you?
A lot.
Like, did you happen to listen to the last comeback?
I did. You're like, she's like, oh, Precious would like this one. Yeah, if you guys haven't listened to it, Yvette and May did like the idols that they would invite to the cookout, the carne asada. Yeah. So go listen to it. It was really funny. And they were just like, oh my God. And then they started talking about Ace, and Yvette was like, Precious would like this one.
You thought I was shitting on Donghyun, and I was like, girl, he's my bias too, but let's be honest. Though.
No, he needs to be, his hand needs to be held.
We gotta protect him. He's a soft boy.
That's my soft boy. And the homeboy got an Instagram. I've been very spoiled this past Christmas.
He's been posting a lot, and I actually am just to die for him with his picture of his cat, his white cat.
Oh, he is so cute.
He looks so handsome.
He's looking good. It's just funny. Like, in my mind, because I was talking to our friend Leia, I was like, you know, for someone who's in the military, he's a social worker.
Yeah.
We're posting quite a bit. Who's your friend? He's cute, but you're cute too. But
You're cuter.
Cuter.
But no, he's actually been giving a lot of content. And I was like, that's why I was telling you, I don't know, a while back, I was like, everyone gets different jobs and stuff. And that kind of like relates to whether they can be on social media a lot, mm-hmm, or not.
Yeah.
And luckily for him, he doesn't have to be so restricted. He's not like in the military, but he works for.
Yeah. No, homeboy is really out here eating pizza. Like,
He's living his best life.
I'm here for it. A spoiled wifey. It is what it is.
Yes. But didn't WOW also get an Instagram? But I haven't seen shit from WOW.
Oh, homeboy doesn't post that much, no.
Oh.
Love him.
He must be really busy.
Yes.
It's okay. It's all right. That just makes it more enjoyable when he does post those.
It was actually super cute because if no one saw it, they actually, WOW and Donghyun, they actually like a... got to do the little like, because Be Interactive, they have their own Instagram now, and so yeah, they have their own Instagram, so they're like doing this thing called like the Beatsman, like very Kingsman style, and it's really cute. I really liked it was super cute, and they actually got to like visit the members and like the staff and everybody. It was super cute. That was wholesome. I loved it.
I heard about that. Yes. Briefly.
Super cute.
I'm happy that you're back. Welcome back.
I know you missed me.
I miss you, and I know the listeners have missed you too.
Yeah, it doesn't get any crazier than this.
It takes two to tango. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh!
It takes two to tango. I missed my friend, and I'm so glad you're back. And I hope that you got to work on more of your fanfics.
We have things that are in the works.
Oh, okay.
Things that are in the works.
That's good. But we do have, speaking of things in the works, we do have a couple surprises.
Two, three, four, maybe five surprises.
Like, I kind of just want to, like, tell y'all now, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting because, you know, I don't want to rush this, but we have a lot of surprises coming for y'all and hopefully a lot more content, too. So, be excited.
Prepare for the shenanigans of 2022.
I'm hoping for nothing this year, let's be honest.
No, good shenanigans.
Yeah, great shenanigans, but I'm gonna be like hoping for nothing just in case things go awry, and it'd be like, well, you know, I wasn't expecting anything anyway.
Yeah.
Sadly, but it's gonna be a good year. Yes. Yeah. We got this. We're here, we're back, and let's go on this crazy journey, this K-pop journey. Let's see what K-pop looks like in 2022.
God help us all.
God save the queen. We're here for a little story time.
Yes.
But first, wait. Happy holidays and happy new year to all of our K-pop squad.
Yes.
We wish the best for you, and we hope you stay healthy and most importantly happy, because happiness is everything. Let's be honest.
It's everything.
Aww. But it is story time, and we're going to be talking about our trip to Atlanta to the iHeart Jingle Ball.
Atlanta.
Fucking mess.
Atlanta, the birthplace of Eric Nam.
Yes.
That's how I refer to it. Like the birthplace of Eric Nam. That's how I refer to it.
You said, screw Atlanta. The birthplace of Eric Nam.
Because everybody should know.
But
you're welcome. Okay.
But we're going to talk about our trip. And let's start off with, I made the mistake of, what was it, 7 a.m. flight?
It was 7:20 something, girl.
Yeah, 7 a.m. flight. And knowing damn well that I get off like super duper late, like 11 o'clock at night. And then you got off, what, 10 or something?
I got off an hour before you. Yeah, I got off at 10.
It takes me an hour to get to you. So it was already 12 at that point. And we already knew we had to leave at 5. So we were still, I don't know. I think I had to eat.
And we both had to eat.
We had a shower.
Yep.
And then we didn't go to sleep till like, I want to say 2:30.
Yep. 100%.
It was a mess. Basically, we got 3 hours of sleep and
woke up at 5.
Horrible. Horrible. I was like, I'll never do this to myself again. But we went to the airport and that was actually super smooth and, you know, fast for once. I thought it was going to be like delays because it was right before holiday times, because it was like the 16th, 17th of December.
Yeah. Yeah. We flew out on the 15th. Yeah.
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 So we thought that there was going to be like a lot of people traveling.
Hustle, bustle.
Because it's right before Christmas and everything. But it was actually pretty good. I didn't sleep on the plane. That was probably my first mistake. I probably should have went back to sleep. I just couldn't sleep for some reason.
Oh, I did.
I know you did.
I knocked out.
But we get to the airport and we could not find the ride share, the Uber/Lyft or whatever, when we got to Atlanta.
Like, yeah, like,
could not find it.
As soon as we landed, we were like, oh, yeah, like, it's clearly out here. And then we were like asking somebody else, we're like, oh, where is it? And it's like, oh, yeah, you have to go downstairs.
And
I'm like,
and we're already on the street. And I was like,
downstairs.
And there's literally like a garage, like, level that you had to go down, and then you have to walk, what, another several hundred feet just to get to the rideshare. But it was so complicated, and there was barely any signage. So we were just walking around for a good 10, 15 minutes, just lost.
Yeah.
Fucking lost.
Our driver, because we were using Uber and Lyft, no hate, but they kept breathing. They were like, nah, you're good. You don't need me to drive you. Like, I think, come back.
Because, you know, they pick and choose.
Yeah.
And it's just all about, you know, it's about the money. It's about the money. But driving in Atlanta, like, I'm so glad I did not rent a car or none of that shit. Because I remember how crazy it is to drive in Atlanta. It's crazy to drive in Houston. But Atlanta is a different type of crazy. Like, we saw, like, at least 3 almost accidents in 3 days.
Could have gotten into one.
Yeah.
Oh, there was
our Uber almost got into it. And I was just like, please, please, Jesus. God, don't do this to me. I'm just trying to see my face.
I'm just trying to see Monsta X, man. Be cool, be cool.
I'm just trying to see my face. But we make it to the hotel. And it was funny because it's like right downtown. And front desk attendant, she was telling us like, oh, you need to make sure you have your car on you because you can't get into the elevator or out of the elevator without your car. And
yep.
She was not kidding, because remember when we were like, wait, you can't even like go, you could be stuck on the 3rd floor, and if you don't have your key card,
you ain't going nowhere.
You're not going to the lobby or nothing. There's no way for you to go, not even the stairs. You need your key card. And I was like, they have this place on lockdown. And I was like, I guess some shit be happening downtown.
I'm kind of here for it, because me, I work at one, so I'm just so you hoes don't lose your goddamn keys. Do you have any idea how many keys I reprogram a day?
I'm sure you do a lot.
Oh my God, the amount of keys I reprogram a day.
It's just because they don't have, if you had to issue a service charge every time someone lost a key, they would never.
Exactly. Like, I think I left it somewhere in the parking lot. I'm like, well, thank you for littering too. That's great.
Thank you for destroying our planet.
Thank you. That's great.
Wonderful. But
icon.
we got to the hotel and I think we went to sleep shortly. Like, we like laid down and
it was over. We turned on the Christmas movies. It was great.
But we didn't have anything planned for when we got into Atlanta, because we always, if we go to another state or another, you know, whatever, for a concert, we do like 3 days, and then we'll either plan something on the first day or we'll just chill the first day. And then the second day is usually the concert, and we'll do something beforehand. And then the 3rd day we'll, you know, chill, maybe do an extra thing or two, and then go home.
Yeah.
But like, we didn't have anything planned solidified for that first day.
We were winging it.
I went to sleep like 4 times.
Yep.
I went to sleep like 4 freaking times because I was just so tired. Like, I couldn't even move. Like, I felt like my body just hurt because I was just lack of sleep. And I was like, this is painful. I was like, I'm going to sleep. So we're just watching the Grinch.
It was like, oh, yeah.
And the Santa Claus.
All three of the Santa Claus movies came out. It was such a good day. I was like, this is great. And then the Grinch came on. I'm like, this is great. All my faves.
Literally chilling, eating some fast food, and just watching Christmas movies. It was so much fun. But what else did we do that night? Oh, we went to The Slutty Vegan.
Compliments of Stephanie Sue. If you ever hear this, we love you.
Oh, my gosh. That restaurant was so good. Like, everything's vegan, everything. And it doesn't taste like you're eating plants at all. I felt like I was just eating a burger, and it was so good. So, so, so good.
Yeah. We need a location in Houston.
Or I'm going to make a concept and bring it to Houston, because I could eat like that every day. Like, and the french fries were good.
Yeah, the sauce was good. The
pineapple cream soda was good. Like, so good.
Yes, and the blackberry soda was good.
Yes. We love to go eat. We're foodies at heart. Like, we love to go try new places and new things, and Slutty Vegan was on our list. But it was so good. It was in the fourth ward. It was sketchy. I was like, ooh. But I did bring my pocket knife.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Oh. I was just gonna bring it. I didn't think I had to tell you. I was like, shit goes down.
We're ready. We're strapped. Yeah, because like I left my pepper spray. Like, because like, I couldn't bring it.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, no pepper spray.
But I think you could have packed it into your.
Dang! I didn't think about it. I left my pepper spray. My taser at home.
Carry on though.
Yeah, I had a carry on.
Yeah, but I had.
We're strapped. We're
talking about this. So I was strapped for a little bit, but you know, but that was fun, and then. You know, we went back, ate our food, and then we went to sleep. And then we woke up and we saw this tour bus that was parked across the street from us. And we were just wondering, like, are they staying here? Because it was a big tour bus. Like,
it was like one of the big, like, wait, can I say that?
Luxury.
Yeah, like luxury, dark windows, tinted windows and
tour
shit.
Tour bus, like typical tour bus. And
it's unmarked.
And
very unmarked.
I was just staring at it, and I was just like, I'm gonna wait to see if anyone comes in or out. But at that time, I had to go take a shower because you had just came out, and I was like, watch the bus. And you did watch the bus, and it disappeared.
Sorry. I had one job.
You had one job. They could have been staying in the Monster X could have been staying in a hotel too.
This is could've true.
Could have been.
This is true. Yeah. This is like the day of the concert. We're just like, watch. You're like, watch this truck. Like, really? Watch that bus.
I was drinking my coffee and I was just like, I'm going to just sit here until it's time for me to shower. And I'm going to see who comes in or out. I saw the bus driver for sure. Just some regular dude. But I didn't see anyone else. And I was just like, that's why I told you. I was like, just watch it.
It's like the Willy Wonka factory. No one comes in. No one comes out.
Literally. But we also got to go to Atlanta's Botanical Garden. That was really fun. It's actually my favorite botanical garden.
We always do a nice botanical garden when we leave.
I don't know why we do. It just became a tradition. Like, after a while, we just go visit other botanical gardens. But this one was my favorite. Like the orchard garden.
Oh, the orchid house?
Yeah, orchid.
Yes, it was so orchid. Beautiful. Oh, my orchid. God. So pretty.
Yes. So many different varieties. So many different types. And it was just beautiful. And then the second, it wasn't a garden. It was like a jungle.
It was a greenhouse. Yeah. Giant greenhouse.
It was huge.
It was like a three-parter greenhouse. It was huge.
Like, this place was huge. Tall-ass trees, like big-ass trees. And I was just, wow. Like, you would have thought that you were somewhere else. Amazon jungle kind of thing.
I was very panicked, though, because of the humidity in my hair. I was like, God, no, please, no, no.
You were worried about the humidity in your hair. I was worried about the humidity. My hair poofed. It poofed for sure. And I was just like, fuck, bro. Because I was like, we're going to go straight to the concert after Coca-Cola World. But I'm so glad that we had time to go freshen up because my hair was poofy from that greenhouse. But it was really nice. They had swings, a lot of good
like sculptures.
Art. Yeah, sculptures, fountains, art, all that. Like, if you ever get your chance to go check it out because it's worth the 10, 11, 11. I think it was 11, 15. No, it was $15.
Yeah.
It was worth it, though. It's pretty big.
But it's a very large, like, botanical garden.
Yeah, a lot of walking space. But after that, we went to Coca-Cola World, which I had little hopes for it, but I'm not really a soda drinker or anything, but I think it was just cool just to see the history of Coca-Cola you know, just something to go to.
Yeah.
But it was actually a lot of fun. I had actually a lot of fun there. We got to, you know, learn the history and stuff and see all the memorabilia.
All of it was vintage and real.
Literally. And didn't know that Coca-Cola had started in the 1800s. I was like, that's wild. It sounds like prehistoric.
I'm a little shook that it started in the 1800s. I was like, are you sure?
I was like, you sure it wasn't like 1902? You sure?
The
1886. And I was like, huh. I was like, okay. And then they were also responsible for the image of Santa Claus. Didn't know that. I thought just some guy said, this is what Santa looks like, done. Not Coca-Cola being like, this is what he looks like. He's big, fat, jolly, and has a red suit and, you know,
has a button nose.
Yes, and a little triangle hat. Like, had no clue. Coca-Cola is responsible for that. So
we learned things.
I learned something new today. But we also got to try out the sodas.
That was great.
Like, this is not like just your basic cherry soda, you know, vanilla Coke soda. Like, this was all the Coke products they've ever made and all the current ones around the world. And it was a lot.
I felt very well traveled. I was like, oh, I just really love this one lychee drink from Korea. It's so good. I love this one soda from Spain. Very well traveled. Very bougie.
I like the lingonberry, and I think that one's from Sweden.
Oh, that was good.
I really like that one. It was tart. It was really good. And then I'd like the lychee apple juice from Korea.
I forgot.
I'll drink that stuff by the gallon. Yeah, I was like, this is so clean. And it wasn't like, it. You know how you could taste things and they taste like concentrated and stuff like that?
It was good.
It was good. It was fresh. It was light. I was like, why are you not selling this here in America? Because
I would buy
People will be all over it. But there were some really nasty flavors, too. I don't even remember.
One of them, I forgot what it was, where it was from, but it tasted like smoked meat.
The smoky soda.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know what country it was from.
It tasted like meat. I'm not kidding. And I was like, uh-uh. It was one of those things where you have to, like, smack your lips. It's like,
too far. Like, I just, like, when you just breathe in and you got that smokiness, and you're like,
yeah.
I don't smoke in my soda. I don't even drink soda, but that was just, it crossed the line.
It tasted like meat. That's it.
It was gross.
It's forever engraved onto my tongue.
But that was fun. We got to do what? There was like a smelling section.
Oh, yeah. Before we went to the tasting room, there were like other sections. It's like you got to see the vault of Coca-Cola. And then there was like, oh, like the process of how it's made. But then there was a room. It was like, oh, like you can smell. It's like a smelling room. Like you can like try and like guess what the smell is.
Yeah. There was like anything from spicy to fruity to sour to savory even. And then that vault that has the Coca-Cola recipe.
I don't think it's really in there.
No, I think it's really in there. That vault is, I think they said it was $10 million to make that vault for a $1 billion recipe. Hell yeah. I believe them. I believe them because I don't even know what family is behind the Coca-Cola empire, but
the Coca-Cola makes
money, shmoney. Like that's generational wealth. Right there. So I believe that $1 billion recipe that is in that $10 million vault is crazy, but I believe him.
It's there.
I believe him. I was like, all for a piece of paper with some writing on it. Sounds a little frivolous to me, but hey, you can't let your secrets out or then everybody.
Oh, it's like the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Yeah.
Plankton will never get it.
I wonder where does Mr. Krabs keep his?
Honestly, it's in a bottle usually like either on him or in behind. Like literally like, or it's like in the safe. But we all know that it's whale meat.
Don't say that.
I'm joking.
Pearl would not approve.
I'm joking.
Anyways, we got to do that. And then after that, did we go back to the hotel?
Yeah, I went to the hotel and just chilled after Coca-Cola World before we went to the Jingle Ball.
Rejushed.
Zhuzhed.
Got pretty again.
I got to eat my burgers from Crystal's.
Oh, yeah. Ate our leftover food because, you know, balling on a budget.
Yep.
But we got to make it to the venue on time, actually. But there was a big-ass line. And
I don't know why there was. All the seats were assigned, but that's just me.
I think people just wanted to get in early and maybe get merch and stuff like that. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
This is not a K-pop concert, so it's...
I don't know what your intentions are.
It's been a while since I've been to a regular concert, so I didn't really remember why people get there earlier than usual. But that's when things just started to go wrong. So we're like in line, and Precious went to go pass out our goodie bags and stuff like that. And I'm just like hearing, you know, conversations, side conversations from people. And I'm hearing that, oh, Megan Thee Stallion is not going to be there. Oh, Doja Cat is sick. Like, we knew Doja Cat was sick because
we were mentally prepared.
Yeah, I sent that article to you. I was like, oh, she's not on the tour anymore. And I was like, oh, sucks. I kind of wanted to go see her, but, you know, it is what it is. Can't be sick. And then we get there, and then we hear Megan Thee Stallion's out there, and then I'm really hot. I'm bad.
Yeah, then, like,
I want to come see her.
Megan with the knees.
Like, I get it. I could see her in Houston because she is from Houston, but this was, like, a good price for so many artists just to, you know, watch them perform for, like, 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, go, you know, this is, like, five birds, one stone. Let's do it. And when I heard that she wasn't there, I was like, well, this fucking sucks. So I was like, no, that's two artists out. Then when we get to the gate, and then they're like, you know, Jonas Brothers, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, and was there, I think there was,
no,
was someone
else. No, it was just them. I just think it's funny because, like,
were all the big power hitters, yeah, though.
I just think it's just really funny because, like, we didn't even know about Megan. Well, like, you were hearing it because I was passing out stuff, but, like, I think it's funny because, like, as soon as we got there, in black and white on paper on the door, Megan Thee Stallion and the Jonas Brothers will not be performing tonight. Because I was wondering why everybody was, like, kind of pissed off because I didn't know.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people at the ticket booth. And everybody I was like, did people, at first I thought people were, like, buying tickets last minute because, you know, something for them to do. They're like, oh, let's go. Let's buy a ticket last minute because my fave is performing or whatever. But no. They were angry.
I heard one girl's like, who's going to pay for my plane ticket home? Who's going to pay for my gas money? Who's going to pay for my who's going to pay for this? I was like, oh, shoot.
I was like, people flew from other places to come see their fave. And then now their fave is not here. And it's like, you can't. It's not like you're going to be like, no, I'm not going to go. You're going to go because you're already there. You've already spent the money. You've already budgeted all this money. But now you just have to go watch a bunch of people. A lot. This is where they fucked up. To replace all the people that couldn't be there, they should have just given more minutes to the acts that were already there.
Yep.
Hence Monsta X.
not as saying anything. Jingle Ball, learn from your mistakes.
Apparently, like, they had a bunch of other artists that I don't fucking know. I'm guessing they're TikTok singers.
Yeah. I knew one of them was Bozzy. I enjoy Bozzy. He has a very nice voice.
I like him.
Yeah. Like,
he was cool.
And I was like, okay, Black Eyed Peas, but okay, cool.
Well, I mean, they were already on the schedule, but, like, yeah. It was, and then there was, like, two girls that were, I guess, TikTok famous or whatever. And I was just like,
One of them was, like, I think her name was, like, her last name is D'Amelio. I don't know which D'Amelio it was.
Oh,
she was the girl.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. Dixie. Her name is Dixie. Sorry.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
I didn't pay $250. That, I'm not saying she was bad. She wasn't bad at all. But, you know, she was very rookie and very fresh, very new. And I was like, I did not pay this much money to see very fresh, very new, very raw performing.
I didn't pay for your debut. I don't want this.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, no, nothing against you, but I know what the value of my ticket was, and I did not get my value tonight.
Oh, I really wanted to see Doja and Megan and the Jonas Brothers, but I think it's just really funny because they kind of saved it. They kind of replaced the Jonas Brothers with Big Time Rush because Big Time Rush was not Big Time Rush was not even on the roster. I was like, what the fuck? I was so confused. I was like, Big Time Rush?
Literally nobody in the whole venue knew that they had gotten Big Time Rush. And I didn't even know Big Time Rush was still making music. Like, they're from freaking 2014.
They have a comeback.
And and they're like, Big Time Rush. And then the whole venue just goes up and roars. And I was like, you know, Big Time Rush was fun, but I didn't think they were, like, super, like, legends or anything like that. Like, no way, no how.
They weren't on One Direction. They weren't on One Direction or Five Sauce level, no.
Yeah, they weren't. And I was just like, okay, I guess, you know, you know, I'm here.
Yeah. Like, no, that's, like, my Nickelodeon childhood. I was like, oh, my God, Big Time Rush, BTR.
It was cool. It was cool to see them, but it was just, like, weird because I was like, this is who you got on the last minute.
To replace the Jonas Brothers.
Your iHeart, and this is who you got last minute. I was like, God damn. I was like, okay. But everyone had fun, and, you know, everyone was jumping and stuff like that.
I was one of them. Yeah. They played All the Windows Down. That song was my shit.
Oh, I never knew what the song was called, but I recognized it.
That was my shit.
But it was just like interesting because I was just like, and they had like a new song that had just came out. And I was like, y'all are making new music too? I was like, I had no idea.
I had no idea either. They sang like a couple, they only sang their throwbacks, but I didn't know they had new music. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they did their new song too. They performed their new song, but yeah. I don't remember what it was.
I was happy because I got my little like YN moment twice. Kendall waved at me. I was very happy. I was like, oh my God, Kendall, you waved at me, boo. Thank you. Okay. I just thought it was nice because like when we got there, the two like rows in front of us, hella late, very, very late. So I was like, okay. So like,
we were really close. Like we weren't in the floor seating. I hate floor seating because it's just standing room, and then plus Precious can't see.
She's short.
Yeah, so I always like to get something seated up higher so we can both see, and she doesn't have to worry about none of that crap.
Yeah. But I got little legs.
We had pretty good seats, and you could see the stage really clearly. But Black Eyed Peas was fun to watch. It would kind of bring you back to the early 2000s music, like when they were super popular, so that was fun, yeah. At least. Let's talk about Mas X.
The reason why we went and passed out goodie bags.
The reason why we went in because of just K-pop drought. Like, we were in a K-pop drought. We hadn't had K-pop for like a year and a half.
They said, Monsta X.
We said, huh? Say less.
It's like squirrel, Monsta X.
Say less,
Monsta X. I'm coming for you, boo. And it came out at such a good time because they just released their new English album, The Dreaming. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't, go listen to it.
It's a good album.
It's amazing. It's good.
They're a full English album. And I knew they were going to... I knew they were going to perform You Problem. I already knew that off the jump. But I really, 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 I need to talk to a manager. Please, can I talk to a manager? Because
the only time when it's acceptable to talk to
literally, a manager. Because they just sung You Problem. What else?
Who do you love?
Yeah, Who Do You Love? But that wasn't even a full song. It was just like, it was cut. Like, they cut it shorter. And then they also sung
Whispers in the Dark.
Which I like that song. That one was really fun.
Oh, they eat that song. It's so good.
I wanted their bangers. I wanted the bangers. Like this is, like, I get it.
You're catering to America.
I get it. But the reason why you have American friends, because... You have bangers. Like, you have banging. Like, I want to hear Jealousy.
I wanted to hear Fantasia, personally.
Yeah, I wanted to hear Gambler. Like, I want you to just, like, rip it up. Like, come on. Come on, guys.
Like, I know you can be extra. I know you can.
I wish they would have gotten four songs.
At least, yeah.
Like, they only had three.
I would have settled for four or five songs. I would have been so happy. I'm really over here screaming for a man for, like, 12 minutes. Best 12 minutes of my life.
Like, literally, we're just, like, just screaming up and down, having so much fun. And then by the time you know it, done. Off the stage. And I was just like, that's it? And the funny thing is, you could see all the mom babies leave after they left.
Oh, yeah, T.
And I was like, so you bought a ticket just to see them. And then you left. I was like, I had to get my money's worth. I had to see everybody. Well, we didn't even stay for the last girl. But
oh, that traffic girl. Oh, no.
Yeah, we didn't even stay for her. But... Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Because I'm really happy that we actually got to see Monsta X. It's been so long since we see them. Because last time we saw them, they had Wonho. And we got to see them. And I was I can see facial feature. I was so happy. And like, I did this is dumb because a lot of people were wondering if we can bring our light sticks. I don't have one, but Yvette has one.
I wasn't sure.
Everyone's been emailing because to all the girls, if y'all listen to this, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. What's up, girls?
What's up, girls? So to all the girls that we met at the concert, some of them had their light sticks. So sweet. And I'm just like, so some of them weren't even sure if they can bring their light sticks. So
I wasn't sure. That's why I didn't even bring mine because I didn't want any issues and then to lose it in the process because that's $60 right there.
Exactly. But I had my little phone light because I didn't have it.
Right.
I had my little phone light and it was really like, because like when Mas X came on, obviously I want to say a good portion of like the Jingle Ball fandom weren't there for Mas X, and that's fine. I'll take them. They're ours.
Like,
that's fine.
We were probably the second loudest group behind Bozzy.
Yeah, I had a good time because like when I was like waving, I saw Hyungwon, and Hyungwon, he did his little like thing where he was like looking into the crowd, and Hyungwon waved at me. I was like, oh my God. I was happy. Hyungwon waved at me. So I had like two little YN moments for 5 seconds. I was like, this is it. My standards are very low. So, yeah.
She said my standards are very low. Very low. So, yeah. It is what it is.
Kyungwon saw me and he waved at me. I was like, oh my God. Thank you, Hyungwon.
Lucky ducky.
I was really vibing to Whispers in the Dark and I was hella screaming for Minhyuk for no. No, that's my man, though.
You sure that's your man?
Oh, yeah. I've been going through a bias crisis. It's Mr. Ki-hyun again.
Like, you're going back to the OG. She's back on her Ki-hyun shit.
My Ki-hyun shit. My thought shit. Ugh. But I'm happy we got to see them. It just felt so good.
It felt nice, but I think it was, for me, it was bittersweet, but it was more bitter. It was like salt in the wound because I just
wanted them. And the lemon.
Yeah, and the lemon and the lime and the tequila, like everything. Like, I was like, but I want more. I want more. Like, where's my 3-hour set?
Oh, yeah. We're used to, I'm sorry. As a K-pop stan, we are used to luxury. We are used to overproduction. We are used to
being spoiled.
I'm used to luxury. What is this?
Now I realize how spoiled I am as a K-pop fan. Like, how spoiled they really got us. Because I was just like, wait, where are you going? Like,
come back here.
No, come back. Please.
But no. Overall, Jingle Ball, we had a really good time. Met some sweet ladies. Yes. But when we got back to the hotel, can we tell it was back then, the bus.
Oh yeah. But we didn't know who we it still could've. Don't know whose bus it was.
I know.
So like that's a mystery.
I don't know. I did something really dumb because a lot of people, like, you know, like the idols, they go on to like be live. I was like, because I am wet, and I was like, wait a minute, that curtain. Yeah. can you tell them?
Because this is totally your story. Because I was just, you know, watching it, you know, minding my own business. But you scared the shit out of me. You literally scared me shitless. And I almost believed you for like 10 seconds. And then I was like, that's not right. You tell this story.
Okay, so she was watching I Am on VLive, as we should. Because, you know, he was just chilling in his hotel room or whatever. And I was like, I won't say what brand, but I work at one. I work at a hotel. So I was like, wait a minute. Those curtains and that background. Hold the fucking phone. Hold the fuck up. I literally grabbed her fucking phone and pressed it. I grabbed her phone.
She snatched it out of my hand and I was like, what's your problem?
And I pressed it up against like the wall to see if the wallpaper matched. And I was like,
wait. It almost did.
It almost did. But then I looked even harder. I was like, wait, I'm looking at a wall and he's sitting behind curtains. I was like,
totally different.
But the pattern and the shades were just right. It was only off by a couple like swirls or two. But I was like, fuck. I was like,
she literally scared me. I was like, so what were we gonna do? I was like, were we gonna go search the hall, start knocking on doors or some shit? No,
honestly,
we're not.
if we were in the same hotel, I would have just been content. I was like, we are in the same building as Monsta X. This is it.
My life has been made.
Yeah, girl, bare minimum. We ain't Delulu. I know my place. I'm not Delulu up in here. But I was like, oh shit. I was like, damn, are my eyes that good? That was me. I was like, oh my God, my eyes are just that good.
Like I said, you scared me shitless. I'm sorry. I was just like, oh my. Like, I had a heart attack, and I was like, is he in here?
I just wanted to get evidence that we were like, oh, shit, we probably could have been, because I whipped out my own phone to record the screen.
She was ready to have photo evidence. I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, I didn't try and find this man, but just let y'all know, we were the same hotel as Monsta X. We were not.
She said, we were not.
We were not. Would have been cool. Would have been really cool.
It was just a little lapse in judgment, but it was funny either way.
That's very on brand for me, though.
I forgot all about that. I forgot that happened.
But doesn't that sound on brand? That's something that I would do, yeah. Though.
Oh, yeah. Just like, remember when we went to Chicago for BTS, and then you were like, Taehyung took a picture in front of the aquarium. Not directly in front of it, but it was in the background, but you just couldn't see from the picture. And then you're like, I'm going to find where he squat, and I'm going to squat there and take a picture.
I'm so mad because I did find it later. I found it later. It was like hours after the concert. And I was like, wait, we can stop by here tomorrow. And then Yvette's like, our flight, girl. I was like, damn.
You were like really heavily upset. I'm like, I'm sorry, we don't have time. Like, we will miss our flight and then we're screwed.
It's okay. I got to take a picture when we went to Chicago in 2019. At least I got to take a picture like in the bean, like Taehyung did. So it's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
She's like, it's cool. But yeah, Atlanta was a lot of fun. And I haven't been there in years, but it was just really nice. It was a different change of scenery.
Yeah, it was super, super nice. I enjoyed it.
But we have, what concert do we have next? We have ATEEZ in Dallas. I think end of January the 26th. But I'm really concerned because I feel like now people are getting sick again. Be safe, you guys. Don't get sick. And I feel like they're just going to cancel some concerts if people don't start washing their hands, wearing their mask, and just, you know, social distancing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too. But I honestly, I feel like hopefully, I really feel like it will work out. Mm-hmm. But right now, I don't know. It's just really questionable right now. Like, y'all, if you have your, look, I'm just going to say it now. I'm fully vaccinated. Plus, I got my booster. Everybody, please do the same. Mm-hmm. Please. It's your body, but please.
Yeah, it's your body. It's your life. But it's also, you're messing with other people's lives, too, in the end. You just don't know who you're affecting, which is the most scary part in my eyes. And I know everybody wants to go back to their what they called normal. I know you can't fully go back, but I know everybody wants to go to some sort of normalcy, so
yeah,
just take care of yourself.
Yeah. But
yeah, we have ATs in January, and then we have Monsta X.
We have Monsta X in February.
Again, you're going to see Monsta. We're going to a real Monsta X concert in February in Dallas also, and then we'll be going to see Eric Nam in Houston, so that'll be fun. I wish... I'm so upset that I could not get high touch or a photo of Eric. Now, I'm still heavily upset. Literally 30 seconds in and they were so unavailable, sold out.
I would have hit on him so hard if we got those photos.
So mad. I just want to see that beautiful man.
We are. We just don't get to have a photo with him.
I just want to, but I wanted to talk, you know, I just wanted to say something. And then, you know, plus he understands English enough to where, well, he understands English. And I wanted to say something to him, but now, I don't know. I guess I just have to scream it like a crazy lady.
Yeah, like my one thing, like, so how much would it be in order for you to step on me? Like, what are we doing here? How much? Hey, he said anything is possible.
I wasn't going to go that far. I'm not trying to scare the man.
Nah, love him. He'll be fine.
You could figure out that later. I'm just kidding. Ooh. I'm just kidding. But I'm not trying to make anyone feel uncomfortable or anything like that. But maybe next time. I don't know. But we will have goodie bags if you're going to ATs in Dallas, January 26th, 27th. One of those two. I don't remember. And then we'll also have some leftover goodie bags for Monsta X in February. So if you're going to those shows, come on out and we'll let you know where we're at. And we'll be, since this is an actual K-pop concert and it wasn't like iHeart Jingle where
no one could not tell.
Well, you could not, not even, you couldn't tell who was there for Monsta X, but it was just the fact that you don't get to hang out at the venue before, hours before the actual concert.
Yeah.
Whereas K-pop were there like 3-4 hours just talking to people, hanging out, you know, chilling, stuff like that. So it'll be a lot easier to give y'all those goodie bags there. But I'm excited.
Yes.
Anything else?
Nah, this is a fun story time and I'm back. Feels good. Feels right.
She's back stronger than ever. All right. If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Plus on Spotify, if you're listening to us on Spotify, you can easily give us a 1-tap on our profile and rate us. So lastly, follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_official for all the updates and all our future concert meetups. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or have a request, send us a DM on Facebook, Insta, Twitter, whatever. But that's it for today. Thank you so much, K-Pop Squad, and have a good day or night. But most importantly, remember to live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!